Fiscal Update is a compilation of brief news articles published by the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency throughout each month. The articles cover actions taken at meetings of state boards and commissions, news releases from state agencies, updates on the status of the state budget, reports on audits of state and local government, and other items of interest to legislators and their constituents. If you would like to receive email notifications when individual fiscal update articles are published, please go to www.legis.iowa.gov/subscribe, or you can follow us on Twitter at IowaLSA. To view all charts and graphs coinciding with these reports, please go to the Iowa General Assembly website at www.legis.iowa.gov. Click on the Publications tab at the top and then click on Fiscal Analysis in the gray area to the left. Under Fiscal Publications, click on Fiscal Update and search for a particular report. Fiscal Update, Fiscal Services Division, November 2nd, 2020, Benefits Advisory Committee Meeting, October 2020. The Iowa Public Employees Retirement System, IPERS, Benefits Advisory Committee, BAC, met telephonically on October 26, 2020. The board took the following actions. Approved the minutes from the August 24, 2020 meeting and approved the proposed administrative rules presented by Elizabeth Hennessy, IPERS Legal Counsel. Fiscal Year 2020 Contribution Rates. CEO Greg Samaradsky reported that the contribution for regular members and employees will be unchanged compared to the prior fiscal year. The regular member employer rate will be 9.44% and 6.29% for the employee. The contribution rate for both the protection occupation and the sheriffs and deputies will be reduced by 0.50% compared to the prior fiscal year. For the sheriffs and deputies, the employer share will be 9.01% and 9.01% for the employees. For the protection occupations, the employer share will be 9.31% and 6.21% for the employees. November dividend payment. David Martin, Chief Benefits Officer, reported on the November dividend payment, a one-time cost of living payment made to IPERS members who retired prior to July 1990. An estimated $4.4 million will be paid to approximately 2,900 people in November. The median payment amount is approximately $1,300, a 0.65% increase compared to the prior year. Investment fund update. Carl Koch, Chief Financial Officer, CFO, reported that the estimated market value of the IPERS Trust Fund was $35.6 billion as of October 23, 2020. Administrative Rules Review. IPERS continues to review all of its rules once every 5 years. For this period, Chapters 16 through 20 will be reviewed to update the contribution rates for all three member classes to reflect fiscal year 2022 rates to provide a clarification and definition of quote citizen coach end quote for employers, to disallow funeral homes as beneficiaries, and to ensure vendors with access to personally identifiable information sign IPERS data sharing agreements. The next meeting will be a joint meeting between the Investment Board and the Benefits Advisory Committee, BAC. The meeting will be Thursday, December 3rd, 2020. The LSA staff contacts for this fiscal update are Ed Cook, Legal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency at 515-281-3994, and Jennifer Acton, Senior Legislative Analyst with the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency at 515-281-7846.